Radio Beethoven presenta Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustil.
Muy buenas noches, bienvenidos a Siglo XXI. En el programa de hoy vamos a escuchar una obra de Laurie Anderson que se llama Landfall. Recordemos que Laurie Anderson nació en 1947 y es una multifacética artista de la vanguardia que, además de compositora, violinista y cantante, es directora de cine, escultora y diseñadora. También ha explorado la tecnología e inventado dispositivos para sus creaciones y actuaciones. Además, ha colaborado con artistas como Peter Gabriel, Brian Eno, John Zorn, Philip Glass y Lou Reed, quien fuera su marido. Anderson también ha logrado fama con algunas canciones en los rankings de música popular, a la vez que ha estrenado obras en la Ópera de París, la Bienal de Frankfurt, el Lincoln Center y el Museo de Arte Contemporáneo de Chicago. Y, desde 2021, presenta una serie de conferencias en una cátedra de poesía en la Universidad de Harvard. Landfall es una obra compuesta entre 2012 y 2014, en colaboración con el Kronos Quartet, y que se basa en la experiencia de Laurie Anderson durante el huracán Sandy. Es un ciclo de piezas que combina electrónica, voces y cuerdas para evocar la devastación y la pérdida, la creatividad y la memoria afectadas por la catástrofe. La partitura sintetiza muchos aspectos del estilo de Laurie Anderson en términos de lenguaje musical, uso de la tecnología y la poesía, así como incluye una producción escénica multimedia de la misma creadora. Vamos a escuchar la grabación de Landfall que ganó el Grammy en la categoría Música de Cámara y que realizaron la propia Laurie Anderson en voz, violín, teclados, percusión y electrónica, más el cuarteto Kronos, integrado por David Harrington y John Shirba en violines, Hank Dutt en viola y Sunny Yang en cello.
Thank you. October 2012. The river had been rising all day, and the hurricane was coming up slowly from the south. We watched as the sparkling black river crossed the park, and then the highway, and then came silently up our street. From above, Sandy was a huge swirl that looked like the galaxies, whose names I didn't know. Don't you hate it when people tell you their dreams? You know, they say things like, I had this dream, and there was this man, and he was my father. No, wait. He was my uncle. No, wait. He was my father. No, wait, I'm not sure. And you say, please don't tell me your dream. But they go on anyway. Yeah, it was my father, and he had this bloody severed head. And they're telling you the dream like it's a movie that you might want to see sometime. And not something that's happening only in the back of their own head. You know, a while ago I was in Germany, and I walked into a huge recording studio. And in the middle of the studio was a man, wearing no clothes, playing the flute, and covered with flies. And there were enormous mics all over the room, and when I got closer, I saw that the flies were actually tiny microphones attached all over his body. And these mics picked up every little sound. So the engineers kept saying, we can hear your shirt rustling. Can you take it off? And a few minutes later, your pants are really loud. They're going to have to go too. And you know, the shoes are deafening. So he was standing there shivering and playing. And there were mics inside the flute too that recorded his breath as it blew through the tube and turned into notes. And in the mix, the sounds from all the microphones combined into a huge symphony. And when you put headphones on, the sound was really so spatial. The breath rushes into one ear and curves around the top of your skull in chords and harmonics, and turns around and around and blows out the other ear. So being in your head is like being in a huge, drafty bar with the wind blowing through. No, it wasn't like being in a head filled with brains and blood and teeth, but something completely light and empty and full.
Thank you.
in a Dutch karaoke bar, trying to sing a song in Korean. And I was just getting the hang of things when the software crashed, and the video background of sand dunes got all glitchy from the bad connection via the Indonesian version of Netflix. And for no reason at all, it would all come back up again.
Thank you.
kind of lie that Lincoln told when he was talking to the soldiers who were leaving for the front. About how they'd be just fine, and they'd be home by spring, walking and alive. Or do you mean some other kind of lie? Stars of heaven. Matched by what they stood for. Constancy. Gullibility. And sorrow.
In fact, According to them, the book actually weighs approximately 30 weasels. And so, goodbye to the disappeared ones. There they go, hopping and jumping away. Swimming and floating away, gone forever, vaporized as if they'd never existed, except for a few bones and footprints, nothing left but their name. Now imagine your breath is filling the entire room. Or imagine that your legs are planted on the ground and they keep going down and down and down on the ground like roots. Like 15 feet down, and you know you can actually feel that. And really, they could just go on and on in this pain. Like, now imagine that you've swallowed your head and it's inside your stomach and you're upside down and you can't open your eyes and you're completely stuck in there. You know, things like that. But I have to say that often it's much better to talk about things than to actually do them. Take, for example, a very long expedition to the North Pole. Thank you. like acquaintances. I had always meant to befriend. Yes, I meant to learn their names. But for various reasons, having to do with lack of time and lack of ambition, I never did.
Thank you.
after the storm. I went down to the basement. And everything was floating. Lots of my old keyboards, 30 projectors, props from old performances, a fiberglass plane, a motorcycle, countless papers, and books. And I looked at them floating there in the shiny dark water, dissolving. All the things I'd carefully saved all my life, becoming nothing but junk. And I thought, how beautiful. How magic and how catastrophic.
Thank you.
hemos escuchado Landfall de Lori Anderson, obra completada en 2014 y que interpretaban la propia Lori Anderson en voz, violín, teclados, percusión y electrónica, más el cuarteto Kronos, David Harrington y John Chirba en violines, Hank Datt en viola y Sunny Yang en cello. Esta grabación recibió el premio Grammy en la categoría de música de cámara. Y no me queda más que despedirme e invitarles a que nos encontremos aquí en Radio Beethoven el próximo lunes a las 23:30. Recuerden que pueden escuchar de nuevo todos nuestros programas en el sitio web beethovenfm.cl en la sección podcast. Que tengan muy buenas noches.
Radio Beethoven presentó Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.